everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cocaine and bulimia, guys. It's 1982 week.
I'm already laughing.
I have my Dorothy Hamill haircut.
Will you accept this bone zone?
Yeah.
I'm rubbing myself on you.
Whoa.
Accept this rose into your pants.
Sorry,
I'll bring the turban.
I'm going to pull the van around.
Ooh.
I'm going to get in that van.
Will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, my God, bunnies, we are back. For the slight delay of the posting of this, we had to record it Wednesday morning. But what a show do we have for you today? This is Arta Marine, host of this magical jolly shit show. I am joined across from me, and Heitner made fun of me last week because he says that podcasts, they don't need to know directions, but I think they do.
They do.
Right across from me, a woman who has been doing the Lord's work on a cruise ship somewhere.
Yeah. Yep.
Who is my platonic lover, who looks great in a Wonder Woman outfit and can rock a one-piece tuxedo bathing suit.
I try.
Put your hands together for my co-host, Aaron Foley.
Oh,
Aaron, how are you?
Happy to be back.
Where were you?
Well, I was just all over the planet. It was really fun. 2,500 gay men and Aaron Foley.
Yeah.
I got a little desperate to see a lady. I'm not going to lie. There was a lady on the cruise ship, and I just would pass her, and I'd be like, take her pants off.
I think I say, yeah.
It was a little embarrassing.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm back. Yeah, we went all over Europe. It was amazing. It was like Barcelona and Malta and Ibiza.
Barcelona. Gracias.
Gracias.
I went around Spain 2 years ago, and I watched I am very bad with languages, but I can't wait to attempt to sound like Olga.
It's
going to be the most offensive Spanish accent. And they all sound Russian when I do them. I am terrible at accents, but I went in Spain. You try to do
it. You try.
And I was gracias. And it was just awful.
I couldn't do the TH. Like, I just was so embarrassed for myself doing the TH that I just went regular Spanish.
And just so people know, it's not that I studied French for 6 years in high school. And my mom and I, from my college graduation, she's like, I'm taking us to Paris. And we got there. This is before the internet, believe it or not, guys. And
take yourself back to that
and
time.
That horse and buggy blew.
Exactly. I booked it for the wrong week. I was like, Mom, you paid for my education. I got 6 years of French. And I booked it for the wrong week. Uh-oh. I panicked. And then I refused to speak French. I have no language skills. To my right, you might have heard the dulcet tones of a very sexy man.
Oh,
a man
yeah.
that
how
is
the, how about me? This is my turn.
No, this is your. You have an exciting one.
A very sexy man.
A very sexy man who's been also in Europe. Also in Europe, I believe.
Yes, I was in Europe.
You might know him from Supernatural, but more importantly, you know him as the 2017, will you accept this rose, Bachelor of the Year, Rob Bennett.
Yay, Rob!
Rob, where were you?
Well, I was in Europe for a bit, but then I went to the East Coast of the United States. I was touring with my band.
Oh.
And we were in Atlanta, and we were in Virginia, we were in New York, played like two sold-out shows in New York City.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Where were they? Where were the shows?
In New York. Where were they?
Yeah.
It was called the, I'll think of it.
Okay.
It was the, I mean, think of it and I'll tell you.
Okay, that's cool.
It was something music something center.
The music box center.
The New York Music Center. And do you guys have anything you want to plug coming up? Aaron? Rob?
I'm going to be moderating the Supernatural panel this weekend at Comic-Con.
Oh, my God, that's exciting.
That's awesome.
It's a shit show down at Comic-Con. Yeah. It's so fun. I've never been.
This is in, like, Hall H. There's going to be, like, 6,000 people there.
That's exciting.
That's right.
Rockwood. That's the name of the place I played in New York. Rockwood. Have you been to Rockwood?
I don't think I've been to Rockwood.
I'm not a rocker.
Did you rock some wood?
I'm rocking wood right now.
I've got lady wood right now. Thank you so much.
I've got full lady boner.
Full lady boner.
Full lady boner.
Speaking of lady boners, to my left, a woman that we adore, and we know she's she's taken a lover for the summer who doesn't like the Bachelor, but she perseveres anyway.
I've taken a lover for the summer.
She has a girlfriend.
I have a girlfriend
who doesn't watch the show.
It's growing on her.
Okay,
she started watching it with me.
No, you may know her from the Mindy Project, but you're also about to become a movie star. There's a movie in development that you co-wrote that is for you called.
It's called Bad Cop, Bad Cop.
And are you filming it yet?
Well,
Warrior?
It hasn't gotten the green light yet.
I'll just do it. We just greenlit it.
Hopefully, we're about to turn in. We're in the rewrite process.
That is so exciting.
We sold it to Amblin.
That is
amazing. That's awesome. I'm laughing just at the title. It sounds great.
It's a fun movie. I really hope that they let us make it.
Yeah, it just got greenlit.
I know I'm super biased, but I feel like it's a really, really funny movie.
Well, I find you to be so personally delightful how could it not be? Did I say your name? Did I say Fortune Feimster?
I don't know.
I'm so jet lagged and out of my. I just spent the week or 2 days in Little Compton, Rhode Island with my parents and Mittens, the kittens, and my brother. That fucking kitten is so amazing. The thought, my mom adopted a cat that has thumbs and she might have like 15 digits on each. That things that she could hold. She was making lemonade for all of us.
She peels the bananas for everyone in the family.
She gave all of us lice checks. It was amazing.
Oh, that's a good,
we all were riddled with lice. She runs a tight ship. She doesn't like extra bugs. Did you do you have anything that you want to promote coming up?
I just had a Netflix special.
A stand-up special?
Well, it's a new thing they did where they had six comedians do half hours.
That's great.
It's called the stand-up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I can't believe how many people from all over the world watch these things.
That's Nikki Glaser did one,
yeah,
too,
Nikki
didn't she?
Yeah, Nikki was one of them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was super fun. So check it out on Netflix.
And there's women. There's like you and Nikki and Beth.
Three women,
right?
Three
of my favorites. That's awesome. I was very happy to see power women represented.
Well, normally you see like five guys and one woman.
And a half a lady.
For it to be half and half is amazing.
It was amazing.
Netflix is the jam.
Yeah.
Netflix is the
jam. I was super proud of you guys and just like super proud of Netflix for...
Well, I was worried that like, you know, they've been putting up a lot of specials lately that no one will watch it. They would be like, oh, there's a plenty.
Right,
we're
going
to watch Louis C.K. or Chappelle or something. But the reception's been amazing.
That's exciting. Awesome.
Yeah. As it should be.
Speaking of Nikki Glaser...
We've been tweeting at each other about Olga.
Okay, no, wait a minute. But we're going to, to be at Outside Lands Festival.
No way.
And so are we. So here's the thing. We're doing a live podcast. We know it's expensive there. Guys, we get it. We're crashing with friends. We get that it's expensive. It's literally going to be such a fun weekend. Besides Metallica and The Who and Tribe Called Quest, I will be performing Saturday at Talk Show The Game Show with Guy Branum.
Nice.
And then we are Sunday, August 13th. This is in San Francisco. go. We're going to do our podcast with the most, we can't say who, but the most amazing Bachelor contestant guests, plus Padgett and Steve Heitner.
You're going to love it.
You're going to love it. And then I'm doing that night, I'm singing with, and I'm doing a set with Goddamn Comedy Jam. So that's August 13th.
Nice. Full plate.
It's full plate. And then I'm also on the CMT show, Still the King, that's on Tuesdays at 10. And I just want to give a shout out to all the people who came out this weekend to Rooster Teeth Feathers. I'm sorry I had to cancel the Sunday night show, but I hopefully will be back soon. And Ben Z from The Bachelor from JoJo season came. No, not. Yeah, no, it was, he was from Caitlyn season. He came to the show, you guys. Now, we've met some of the contestants. They're so fucking genetically superior to us. He was so stupidly handsome that this...
He's really handsome.
This straight... Yeah, that's true. This straight male opener... This straight male opener goes, oh my God, he's so handsome. I hope he likes me. Like he,
I hope he likes
he
me.
He was so fucking handsome and nice, Ben Z.
I remember really liking him on the show.
Yeah. Yeah,
he had like a sweet story about like his mom
died. His mom died.
Yeah,
he's so
in the panic
sweet.
Room with her.
Yeah.
I liked him.
Not to be a buzzkill, but don't like half the contestants have had a parent.
Yeah, they've got a parent. Died. They've got a dead parent.
I feel like that's part of the prerequisite to be
a dead parent.
There have been some dead parents.
Every like first date. It's like half the show is like, well, my mom died.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
my dad died.
And then they have to deal with it.
And you got
to
get it quicker. You got to get the information out quicker.
I felt like this season was less of that.
Yeah, it was less of that.
Well,
Dean's like
mom.
The poster child.
But he didn't say it for a little bit. I felt okay, before we get going, I also want to say hi to Katie and Anna.
Yay!
And Anna has a new podcast, and it's on Feral, and I just listened to the teaser for it. It is so great. It's called Ethnically Ambiguous. And you can find it on Feral Audio or iTunes. I listened to it last night. It's so... Anna, you guys were so charming. Anna is from Iran. She's with her friend who's from Syria. And they talk about what it's like growing up in America.
It's needed.
Yeah. It's awesome. I mean, you guys are so charming, too. I was totally in. I will be subscribing and listening.
You ladies are what... you make America great.
Again, you guys.
But without further ado.
Let me tell you that. Not white people.
No, it's so
except
true.
For us four.
Except for us four, Katie. God. I got to say, Little Compton, so white. When I was back home, I'm like, we're so
Little
white.
Little Compton.
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Speaking of hometown
business.
Visits.
Yeah.
This was... Wow!
It was so good.
This
can't
episode.
Wait till we get to Brian. Okay, here we go. We're starting out. Let's just even starting out with the teaser of the episode. Brian's mom Olga. If he's happy, I am happy. If not, I will kill you. Okay, that was the greatest. Not since JoJo's mom.
Yeah,
was she as a princess? She needs to be treated like a that was just like I was chomping at. I could not wait to get to Miami.
This woman was obsessed with her son.
She's so fucking.
He is the love of my life.
He is the love of my anything happens to my. You take my brand. Okay, there we go. So we're starting out in Baltimore. Eric. Katie.
Oh my god.
Oh no, okay, Padgett, he's her number one.
He's my number two.
Oh my god. He's all of your number one. Anna, Padgett, and Katie all picked Eric. You might have a chance.
I picked none of them.
He was so cute.
Eric has grown on
Oh my god.
He's great.
He's wonderful.
But I don't think that
he's gonna be cut immediately.
Yeah.
But he is wonderful,
but they're not on the same level.
Who was stunned that he made the cut? I was stunned that he made the cut. Yeah. She told Dean she loved him at the end. I mean
that's a whole other ballgame.
Okay, we'll get there.
We have a lot to talk about.
But like Eric, I felt like he looked more handsome. Like he looked hot.
He's more confident.
He's more confident. He's blossoming in front of our eyes.
He's opening up.
Just the excitement. He's excited to see her. I love his family. They were super nice.
I was totally expecting
because he like really downsold like where he came
from.
Well,
they clearly went to the nice. I think they went to like
the aunt's house.
The aunt's house, who looks just like him. Okay,
I thought his house was going to look more like Dean's was.
Oh my god!
A really nice house,
dude,
nice family.
No, it was. His family was
so
great.
Eric had a great family.
Great aunties. He had a tough mom, but we'll get. Okay, so they're there. They're out on the basketball court. She loves to greet the guys and jump up and wrap her legs around.
That's a bachelor
4 for 4.
Bachelorette.
It's a hometown move. It's always at hometowns when they should see.
Has anyone ever put a big compilation of them together from
all
the
seasons? Good idea.
Because they all do it.
I thought you were going to say, has anyone ever had that? I've never had that happen.
Oh my God, No girl's ever jumped up.
No one will ever let me jump in their arms.
Dude, that is...
Google me and you'll see why. I want to.
You really should.
If a woman came running at me and tried to jump on me, I'd be like, we're done. It's over. I've got a bad back.
Like, I'd fall down.
My fantasy is to bring Alex the Russian to Little Compton and that I jump on him like a Reese's monkey and I hang onto his man bun at the top. Like I get my talons in.
Yeah. You could jump on people.
You could jump on anyone.
I should start. I'm going to jump on you, Rob. Is that weird?
No, it would be my first.
Is that weird?
That would be my first. Get on
me. Oh my God, I'm going to get on you. That's so weird. Okay. So
make sure your hamstrings are straight.
So
wait, can I ask a question about what happened at the basketball court?
Okay, so they're at the basketball court.
His best buddy shows up.
Yeah.
And he says, this is my A1.
This is my A1.
I had to rewind that 5 times. I thought he said my 8-1. I Googled my 8-1 because I thought that was like lingo that I was missing. I was like, what's my 8-1?
It wasn't his brother?
No, it's his buddy. He also before that said, I'm going to be real about where I'm about. Basketball, where E bigger comes from. I had to keep rewinding. Did he say E bigger? Did he call himself E bigger? Like, I think he called himself E bigger.
Okay.
Because his last name's Bigger, right?
Is it?
I think.
Is it? I don't know.
Is his last name
Eric
Bigger?
Last name Bigger? Eric Bigger?
Hold on.
That'd be tough.
That would answer a lot of questions. About why
Hold
he
on,
said that.
I thought it was, but Bigger.
His last name is Bigger. Yeah. That's tough.
He was saying in the third person, this is where Bigger comes from.
This is A Marine.
Like me saying,
A Marine.
Yeah, this is where R Benedict comes from.
E Foley.
E Foley. What up?
Oh, I like E Foley. E is a good first letter.
E Foley. Hey, you're my 8-1.
His friend, Ralph, my A1. His friend had the glasses. His friend showed up. He was so psyched to meet Rachel. They were so cute. So if we find out that Eric was a stellar student, he's a scholar, and the men in his family had been on the streets, and his friends were selling drugs, and he always took care of everyone but himself, and he said, I don't need no one, I don't need no help, and then she's like, well, who's going to take care of you?
Oh. But she wants to.
But she wants to be taken care of. She doesn't want to take care of someone.
If she goes with him, I think she's going to be taken care of.
I do feel like he's looking for a mother figure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just, you know, here's the good thing about Eric. He's not going to get picked. However, I think this journey, if I may, has been so good for him.
Oh,
he has blossomed.
He is.
He's more confident. Mm-hmm. I think the two people that have benefited the most from this show are Dean and Eric.
I agree with you.
I think they hopefully, I haven't seen a season in a while where I've picked out people and been like, I think they're going to be better for this experience.
Although with Dean, I worry, and we can get to it. Eric has blossomed.
They both were a little immature.
Yeah.
And they needed some more life experience.
They're young.
Eric just needs to date. He needs to fall in love.
She kept saying, going back and back to like, oh, you never brought anybody home. It's like, well, if he came from a rough, I think we didn't see where he really came from. It's like... And it seems like his mom was tough. Like, so why?
That parenting was interesting.
Yeah.
So we go to the auntie's house, and there's lots of women. And
in evening gowns.
Oh, my God.
They're adorable. They're all dressed up, and they're adorable.
Oh, my God.
You know, people are so excited on TV.
I know. Oh, my God.
My hometown would have been like, you know, they all would have been in evening gowns, too. Like, this is my moment.
My mom would be like, you're not coming in here with a camera. What are you doing with your life, Aaron?
My mom would have a fun, sporty, like, polka dot Isaac Mizrahi blazer that she got at QVC that would nip in at the waist, but it would have
a little flare,
a peplum, like, you know, it coming at the waist.
You're speaking Russian. You're speaking Russian.
You're talking.
Yeah,
we got two lesbians in the room.
I was like, I've never heard the word peplum before.
But didn't his aunt look just like him?
Yeah, totally.
Like just like him.
I feel like maybe there's a story.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
So then the aunt pulls Rachel aside and she says, let's talk about the R-A-C-E word. Let's talk about the race word. The first black bachelorette, there's two different groups. Who is she going to choose and who should she choose? Love doesn't have a color. And that was the Aunt Verna. I liked her.
Yes, I liked her too.
Such a great discussion.
Keeping it real, yeah,
she was just a cool lady.
She was awesome. She was awesome. Me like Eric more.
Me too.
I loved everything about this hometown.
Yeah. Me too.
But I think at the end of the day, well, I'm speeding ahead. We'll,
okay.
we'll get to the mom.
She doesn't look like she should be the mom. She doesn't look at Eric the way she looks at Miami.
Miami, she cannot wait to get to the fantasy suite.
Stick it in. You don't have anything in common. Don't pick him.
She cannot wait to bone him.
Miami's my least favorite.
Oh my God,
right now,
he sucks. He's always been.
They're all my least favorite. Sorry.
He's always been my least
favorite. We'll get to that.
So then I'm watching, and here comes his mom. And I will say, I watched this at home with my brother, Alaric, who does not watch the show. He goes, "That's not a woman, that's a man in a wig." Is that terrible to say?
No, I don't think so.
But then I felt bad. I felt bad because clearly he says our relationship wasn't easy, and she says I wasn't extending love to you to make you a man. If you'd had love from your mama, you wouldn't be ready. Sort of like she was saying, "You're welcome. Like you're welcome. I made you ready.
I ignored you for a reason."
Yes.
It felt like this whole episode, there was a lot of like really tough, poignant, like soulful family moments that we haven't seen. It's usually like this one's getting shit faced, the other one's like, oh, everything's fine. Yeah. But this episode was like, there's some tough scenes.
But they all seem to be working out their family issues on camera.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Hard to watch.
It was very weird.
Yeah. Which it made for like interesting real moments.
That's
These are things you want to see people work out before.
I'm Dr. Phil.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Janet Marie.
The right way.
The right way on Dr. Phil.
Jana Marine, who is not like a therapy guy, she was like, "This is a lot of therapy talk about like the whole episode." She's like, "Oh, like she couldn't. It was just too much for her."
I do think that Eric just needs to date because he needs to. It's hard to recover. I always say it's hard to recover from a bad mom. I think you can get through a bad dad.
I agree with you.
But not that she was bad. It's just
withholding.
I think
so
really
always
F's
looking
you
for
up.
Love from Ed.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I think a tough mom. I agree with you.
Bad dads, you can recover from. Bad moms. I hate to say bad. What I mean is like maybe not the most successful mom.
Maybe neglectful.
Or neglectful, loving, cold shoulder.
I agree. Yeah. I feel like you toss a rock, you've got a weird dad.
Yeah.
But like I think a mom where somehow you didn't get the love you needed. I agree with you. I think
it's tough.
Yeah, because it's like mama. Like it's like your number one primary comfort.
Yeah. And they're not a good match that way.
But on the other hand, the spectrum is like Olga is the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
If you're overly mommy, then you've got a 37-year-old son who
can't ever get there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God. It actually gave me some compassion for him, but I'm still like, woo.
Yeah, no.
Move away from Miami, sir.
Oh,
God. Eric is by far my favorite.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Eric's my favorite.
Yeah, no.
I appreciated that the dad apologized to him and he said, "I'm so proud for you." And he said to his dad, "I want to do something different." You know, it's like you get the feeling that like there was just no opportunity, they had no chance. And
I know he said to his dad at one point, he's kind of like, you know, you weren't there because you were locked up. And I expected his dad almost to be like, "No, wait a minute, son. I was there." He's like, true. That's true.
Yeah.
I wasn't there for you.
You know, usually when you're watching these episodes, like, I'm laughing. Mm-hmm. It takes 3 hours to get through. Yeah. Like, we're just like, look at this shit show. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just fun. But this, I was for sure, like, I was crying most of this episode.
Yeah.
I literally was like,
hard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh,
this
God.
Hard.
Like, you know, except for Olga. Thank
God. Probably for men, it's harder to share those feelings, but here was an opportunity that presented itself that wouldn't have come otherwise, where it's like, and maybe, we don't know, producers were like, "How do you feel?" You know,
we don't know.
And so it was like an opportunity for him to say things to his son he wouldn't go up to him and naturally say.
Yeah, he's like, "Sorry, I was locked up and I didn't take care of you. What do you want for lunch?"
They said, "I love you." They both said, "I love you" on camera.
And then Eric said, "I'm going to shut it down."
Yeah, he said, "I'm trying to shut it down.
I was like, "Yes, go, Eric, shut it down, Eric."
Isn't it lock it down? Yeah, I'm trying to shut it down.
He's going to shut it down.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical. He's lock it down.
I was like, "Oh, is that right?"
Yeah.
I'm going to shut her up. Wait, do you mean that?
And then,
no, I meant shut it down.
And then the dad gave
a
toast that I had to rewind like three times that I didn't understand at all. He gave a toast to open the doors that no man can shut and closing the doors that no man can open. I did not. What does that mean?
I still
what
don't
does
know.
That
it
mean?
Means there's they need to go to a locksmith. Something is just not right with the door.
Carry the one. And then bring it
out
down.
It means he's gonna shut it down.
He shut it down.
Put down the door.
Shut it down.
Once you shut that door, opening the vagina, no one else
shut it down.
You shut it down.
If you wait, read that toast with the word vagina after everything.
To open the vagina that no man can shut, and closing the vagina that no man can open.
There we go.
Now it makes sense.
It's still the second part still doesn't make sense. The closing the vagina that no man can open. I don't get.
Totally,
it's already shut.
What if he totally messed up? What if he totally messed up the toast? And is like watching it, be like,
and he's like,
that's
"Oh wait, that's not it. It's to opening the windows that can't be closed with your vagina.
Your vagina,
seeing the soul of the vagina that can never be."
Like, but the whole like family laughed.
They loved
like,
it.
That old one.
Yeah, it's like it's our Christmas toast.
That old limerick.
It's like George Bush when he's like, "Fool me once, shame on me, and fool me twice, shame on all of us." And
fool me three times. Am I still president?
Yeah. Katie, how are you doing today, my love? You love Eric. You love Eric.
I do. I remember he was like my number one pick because I liked it when he first came out.
Yes.
After the Rose. And then I really hated how insecure he was and I thought he wasn't going to make it.
Wasn't he the get my name out of your mouth?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was just so insecure, but now I fucking love him.
You know,
again.
As Heitner pointed out last week, he and Kenny both really got sucked in to Lee's horrible trap.
Yes. Yeah.
They both fell in like a master, like, clan wizard planted bait, and these poor two guys got sucked in by this awful, like, dark Darth Vader.
Now I mean, I understand his insecurities, like, because he opened up more and he, like, talked about it, and it made sense, and then you see that he's, like, really trying to grow as a person.
Yeah.
But I really like him now. I think, I mean, I don't know if he's going to make it.
It would be shocking, but amazing.
Yeah. It would be shocking and amazing.
It'd
Plus,
be shocking.
He's very in touch with his feelings
so
in a way that really surprised me. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, so eloquent about his
feelings. Most young guys aren't, like,
taking
that deep.
And he actually has settled down for a few weeks now. It's not just one week without an eruption. Like, because he was really, he was freaking out on a weekly basis, and he really seems to have found a groove of, like, within himself of, like, a poise that was not there before.
Yeah. I think he might make it to the top two.
Oh my God. Wow.
She could have sex.
I think Miami and him.
Wow.
Oh, you do?
I don't see any connection between her and Peter.
Really?
But I feel like the editors. Yeah.
But the editors do.
I think
to take you on a different path.
Because I was feeling Peter, and then this week I was like, oh, Peter's gone. But then I realized, maybe
they're
Peter wins
us.
because they have such. Because they did have. They were charming on that husky sled.
They're real with each other.
They're real.
They are real.
He actually was like the most genuine guy of like, I can't. Like, if you think of it, they've been on two dates.
How can he?
Two dates.
He speaks like he should. Should be speaking, but you know that's not correct show speak.
It is funny when she's like, "I don't want a boyfriend at the end of this."
I literally was,
and
like,
I'm like, "You put on three dates,
yeah."
Like,
she's not kidding either.
Isn't a boyfriend like totally acceptable to just have at the end of this?
After 3 days?
That's the only thing about, and you know, that's just for part of the show,
but
right?
She's
because
not
that's
kidding.
The only part where she's like being
kidding.
Outrageous.
Yeah,
she's like, I want my partner for life after three dates in front of a camera.
Anna, who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for, what's his name, Peter.
Yeah. Me too.
Is that who y'all are all rooting for?
I've been rooting for Eric. I've been rooting for Peter the whole time.
Okay. Yeah. I've come around on Peter, though.
Okay, so then he says to her outside this phrase, "I really love this girl. I care about your well-being." It was so sweet. Yeah.
Wait, who said that?
Eric said it to her. I really love this girl. To her.
Yeah.
I care about your well-being.
Eric got an A.
He got an A.
Eric got an A.
Eric got an A. Very well said, Rob. Lock.
You're my A1. Lock it down.
Lock down the chest.
I want you to know that my insides just got crazy because I looked down and it said Miami.
Let's go.
Miami.
Let's
okay.
go to Miami.
So it starts out with knock off Miami Vice music. They arrive in Miami. Yeah. And And she says, Miami seems like Brian. It's hot, it's steamy, it's sexy, and sometimes it speaks to me in Spanish.
Such a good one.
So then he goes, I heard you like dominoes.
He's never played or seen a domino in his entire fucking life.
Oh, my God. He took her to the domino park.
Did he cast those two dudes so he could speak Spanish?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Which actually was kind of hot.
Yeah, when he did the Spanish stuff, I was like,
Rob was turned on.
It wasn't also, didn't it feel like Spanish that we could have come up with? I thought he was one sentence away from like Donde está el baño. I really was like,
this guy doesn't know Spanish.
A la farmacia, por favor.
Yeah, I literally was like, ¿cómo se dice domino? And the rest of the sentence I'm about to say.
Más tequila, por favor. Right? Más tequila.
I was like, this fucking guy doesn't know Spanish.
No. Katie?
Well, I speak Spanish, and he was actually speaking it.
Well, no, he was speaking it, but it was like three basic sentences about dominoes.
I could get away with three sentences.
Gracias.
Parlez-vous
espanol. He wasn't playing dominoes correctly. You are right about that. I was like, watching. I was like, that's not how
you play
dominoes.
I don't know how to play dominoes.
I think it was wrong. I played one as a kid.
She's like, I'm a big dominoes fan.
I thought they were playing that thing where you line them all up, and you hit one, and they all go crashing.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I like that. The mousetrap.
Childhood dominoes. No, Brian, you get that one. I'll put that one up.
They're playing it wrong.
I'm putting this up on a ramp, and then it's going to knock over the bottle.
You got to stand it up.
So then they go dancing.
How much did they say dominoes?
They go dancing, and then they hit heads, and then...
Oh, that was awkward.
And she goes, tell me about your... Yeah,
your
when
cock.
They hit,
tell me about
tell
your
me
cock.
About, she's so fucking hot for him.
At what point did he say, I'm kind of obsessed with making you smile?
That's right.
I said it to my girlfriend, I was like...
She loved it.
Gross.
All of his disgusting lines land like right over home plate.
But she looks at... She looks at him just like, oh my God, I want to have your penis in my vagina.
Yeah, like she's like, oh, I just creamed my jeans. Like, I'm fully, like,
I want all your dominoes in my mouth.
I'm kind of obsessed with making you smile. Like,
which is such a line.
I'm sorry, his face was looking crazy again to me.
It was the first time I was obsessed with his face.
His cheeks were looking crazy again. Crazy.
If he looks a certain way, all you see is a bone.
So did you know that he was on a dating show on UPN in 2004?
Yeah, I heard that.
2004, that's 13
and they
years
said his
ago.
Cheeks looked a lot different.
They looked different. They looked different.
Yeah. They've been talking about their cheeks, and I didn't really see it, but this week I was like, holy cheeks.
Because most people, as you get old, Katie's back.
Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Yeah,
no,
I can't unsee it.
Because when you get older, usually you lose fat. You don't gain cheeks. Yeah. You lose cheeks. Mm-hmm. Like,
but
Where did they
take it from when they gave
Olga's ass.
You know they do.
I'm pretty sure
I give you everything from my body.
I give you my physical body, you shoot in your cheeks.
You are my sunshine.
Take my fat from my face and put it in your cheeks.
Take my fat from my face.
Take my fat from my face.
I'm in love with my son.
I can't.
That way a piece of me, I will see on your face every single day for the rest of my life.
Every time you look in the mirror, you'll think of your mother.
Yes. Right below your eyes.
We obviously can't do it.
I kept watching her tongue going, and I was so she goes, tell me about your parents. She goes, well, my dad's Joe, opposites attract. Who does Joe look like?
An alien.
Who does Joe look like? Isn't there a comic who has like a comb over? He looks like someone.
He's got a square head.
Who does Joe? There's somebody
the
that Joe. There's somebody he looks like, and then he goes, she's a fireball. She's a little ball of energy. I'm her only child. Before we get going, who the fuck was
that
woman?
Girl?
Was that his sister? Like,
if
who?
It was his sister, I would have been like, this is...
How do like?
Well, he said he's an only child. He's an only child.
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
He said, I'm her only child.
Because I was like, they do not look alike.
Like, who is that? Well, she was never introduced.
She was never named. And
we'll just say cousin.
And we'll say cousin. Okay, so then
she
we
looked
meet
as
her.
Clueless as we are.
She was like,
who she was.
Family is the most important thing.
She's like, I'm an extra.
They're all like, they're in a weird cult family.
Oh, my God.
Family is most important.
So we meet Olga, and she gives a very big. Sort of like JoJo's brothers did when they hugged JoJo. She gave a huge hug in her yellow blouse to everybody. Mm-hmm. And she goes, we meet Olga. And here we go, guys.
She's drinking, too.
She goes, he is the most breathless thing. He is the most precious thing I have in my life. And then she toasted and then she pounded her drink.
And then took a second with her eyes shut just to let it sink into her
veins. She's like, another bitch I have to destroy.
And then
someone's
goes,
trying to take my son from me.
I will rip you limb from limb and put it in my own cheeks.
My cheeks are filled with that girlfriend pass.
His cheeks are reconstructed from ex girlfriend. That's what it is. We solved it.
Como se dice wood chipper in my backyard?
She goes, Brian, it's my life. Heath my love, heath my pride. Really, we really have such a wonderful relationship that for me, a woman that separates me from him, that would be the worst. I mean, and then she says, I think, I know, and then he says to her, I think she's the one. I know she's the one. I know that this is so hard for you. And the look that she has, and she says to him, you've gone out with so many girls. And you go out, you go on the cho for love. You find love with the girl, the cho. I am in shock. And then,
shock.
Oh my
shock.
God.
Excellent.
Oh my
excellent
God.
Rendition.
Thank you
Arden.
So much.
There's a stage lot, reading. There's a lot of, there's little. You're a little Cuba, but there's also a little bit of Russian.
Yeah.
Just an American with a speech impediment.
I would say a dash of Chinese.
Oh, my God.
I think I heard a dash of Chinese.
You have gone on the show with so many girls. And then Cho for love with the girl, the Cho. I'm in Chuck. I wrote that down, and she was so upset.
After that monologue, my sister and I looked at each other. We're like, "That's why he's single at 30."
Yeah, of course.
Exactly. I
was like, "Okay, that explains all of Brian."
Yes,
because you think he's sexy, but just get into a relationship with him and where he looks to you to do everything.
Well, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and his mom is like the third person in your life.
Literally, it actually made me go. He doesn't stand a chance, and he is a mama's boy, so he's never going to leave. Like, so he's as nice of a guy, but he's such a player.
Also, at the end of the day,
yeah,
here's the biggest takeaway, at least for me. He literally, if Olga was like not having Rachel, he would have not had Rachel.
Of course not.
Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, he literally was like, he would have not said, I love you to Rachel if Olga was like, shut that shit down.
Yeah. Of course. Of course.
And so, like, how are you possibly supposed to have a relationship
with that?
Katie, you're nodding. What do you want to say, Katie?
I disagree.
Yeah, he's fucked.
That's why we pay Katie the big bucks.
Yeah.
What does it mean that your head's going up and down like that?
He says, I feel like it's destiny to her. And the look in her eyes. And she says to him, and she knows... If she messes with the mother, it's no good. That's not being smart. Page turn. Because mother is mother. We are blood. We are blood. Brian is very, very close to me. I don't know if you know, but he is very, very close to us. Daddy. Brian is my life. And then Rachel goes, uh-huh, I like that. And she goes, I just want to advise you so you are aware. Russia.
Yeah, so,
I was like, is that a hard V?
And then Rachel's like, I have a close family too. Yeah. Like, I get
she's
it.
Like, who are
also,
you
where
wearing?
Are the exits? Real quick, where are the exits?
Yeah.
Are the exits through the living room and out the bathroom? Just not really. No, I love that you have a close family. Can I get out through the bathroom window?
Well, basically, she says, I have a close family too. And she's sort of like, No. When it is the mother of the son, the mother of the, is different.
It is different. My part of my ass and lower leg is in my son's cheek.
Olga's now Russian Spanish.
I can only do Russian.
If he's happy, I'm happy.
Olga's also a Russian name, so
she's
part Russian.
God damn it.
Yeah.
She was cute, she was crazy.
She's cute and she's dating her son.
She's dating her son.
In love with him. She's so fucking hot for Brian.
When Brian goes to kitchen to pick up breakfast and he's like, I want an egg. I said, No, you don't. No, you don't want egg. I give you milk from my boob. I know you're older.
How do you say Brian still breastfeeds?
Como se dice my boob in your mouth?
God damn it. Like,
yeah. Scary.
Yeah.
Can you imagine them on the date and that Olga just pops up in the middle?
Oh, my God.
I mean, Rachel needs to run for the hills.
Oh, my God. Like,
She's going to take him into the bedroom, into the suite, the love suite.
And get, what she wants.
Know he's going to roll out from underneath the bed.
Yeah.
And being like, wrap this up.
She's going to make out with him like a praying mantis and just like shut it down. He will.
Like,
he will.
He probably does have a magic penis.
And
she's
going to. Her judgment's clouded by his
She's going to love
Is there any scenario where she does not pick Brian?
I don't know.
She might pick Peter. They're editing it so we think Peter's out.
If she picks Brian,
it is true. It is true that they edit it to think that someone's a front runner and then the other person wins.
True.
And then she went to mass to pray in the morning, and she says, "Maybe she is the one, and I can be at peace because he is going to have someone to take care of him. He is the love of my life." That was her closing statement.
And the husband's over there in the
just in a coma. He's literally in a coma. He's just like rocking back.
He's
and
a
forth.
Non. He's not alive.
In a
he's like, I've not had my wife's attention in 37 years.
Also, she told me to put this new face on my own face.
Oh my god!
So I got two faces.
What does he look like? Someone from like a Scorsese movie?
He looks like he looks. I can't figure. I'm gonna figure it out in my sleep and scream it out. I feel like he will have someone to take care of him. Like, you know, he'll fuck you great for like 2 years, and then he's gonna move on and fuck somebody else. Yeah. But he's gonna want you to cook and clean, like someone to take care of him.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you don't want to marry someone whose mom's like.
And he's never gonna leave Miami.
No, God, no, no,
no. If she wants to be in Dallas or anywhere near Dallas,
it's never gonna happen. Yeah.
How far away is Miami from
What does he do for a living?
17
years. He's a chiropractor.
Chiropractor, yeah.
Chiropractic physician.
Okay.
Because Olga had a bad back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's like, crack me. No, just
no,
crack
me.
Lower.
No.
Okay. Crack my lower back. No, it's my pelvis. My pelvis is cracking.
Yes.
My pelvis.
Please, my hips have not been aligned since I birthed you. Go back to school and do something with my hips.
Now put my boobs in your mouth.
Now, luckily, you came out with tiny, tiny cheeks. We add that after. That did not rip me up. Oh, my God.
So what would you rate this hometown?
Terrifying.
TV quality, A+. TV quality,
TV 10. TV 10.
TV 10.
TV 10.
Real life, B-.
TV 11, real life, C-. Like,
real life, F+.
I'd almost rather have any of the other ones than that one.
I'd rather have tsunamis, Dan, than...
I don't know.
Swami.
Turban.
Tsunami, I meant Swami.
Swami tsunami. It was a Swami tsunami is what it was.
Swami tsunami, Dan.
I meant Swami.
Here we go. Is there anything else we want to say about...
I'm a great father when I think about it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's the best impression
really good.
Ever.
Oh, my God. That's really good.
I'm going to go with
that's
him for Halloween.
Good. That's good. Oh, that's such a good...
No, I'm really excited about
it. It's even better than your Nick impression.
Yeah. Oh, the Nick impression's good.
Do you want to hear the Nick impression?
Yeah. I got to dial it up.
Yeah, mumbling and smiling.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like weird when you said it to me. I said it.
How good is that?
That's
how
really
good is
so
that?
Good. Really
how good,
good.
Is
so
that?
But when I think about it, I'm a great father.
Oh, so here we are in Aspen. Poor Dean. Dean. Oh. I love Dean so much. Here's what I want to say. This is what I want to say to anybody out there that is wants to give advice to other people.
Yes.
Rachel gets in there and she goes, Oh no, we're at Peter. Backing it up.
It was kind of a wash. It was like,
So we're at Peter. We're in Wisconsin. Peter's walls are up. You know what? They were up.
They were up.
They've gone up.
It wasn't feeling warm and fuzzy.
No.
They've gone further up.
Maybe that's why I backed up a little bit from Peter.
We all
I was
did.
Really
we all
into
did.
Peter.
Same.
Is he ever warm and fuzzy, Peter?
Yes, he was tackling her, flirting
day.
With her. On like the Scandinavian games. He was fun when they did the Viking things and that one.
Yeah, that's true. That's
where he
true.
Had like you
even
got
when he kissed her goodbye at the end of this. I know I'm hopping ahead, but when he kissed her goodbye at the end of this whole day,
he'd shut down.
She like got in the car and sat down, and then they kind of like gave like a
half cheat.
Yeah,
I know.
He was shut. Things had shut down for him. So they go to the farmer's market. They go to the restaurant.
And met his black friends.
His black friends.
Black friends.
Fully. My mom goes, "Oh, he's got friends of color." And it's like,
oh, dear.
And I was like, you know what? She's like, as much as I want to go, oh, mom, it's like we were all thinking like that he tried, but like, so I guess he'd said to her, 8 out of his 10 friends are black. So they made jokes about playing the black friend card. And,
but I dug that.
I would have done the same thing. Like, just, you know, because Madison, Wisconsin is the whitest place.
Those are the only two black men in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and I love Madison. Madison's one of the cutest, most progressive, wonderful places
on
earth.
I liked his friends.
But not a lot of African Americans.
So I was like, I would totally be like, oh my God, please, who do I know?
Please.
Yeah.
Please. I felt like his friends were. I feel like Peter is actually the most legitimately down to earth. And he's not. He goes, if I'm not feeling. feeling it, I'm not going to get down on one knee and propose.
Which is a normal thing
totally
to say.
Totally the normal thing to say.
Yeah, they've been on 2 dates. And then his friend says, don't be afraid of the future. Don't fuck it up. That's what his friend said to him.
Sound
quality advice. I like Peter.
Me too.
I like Peter.
But he wasn't giving me any love.
I don't know. I don't know about them together either. That's what I like him too. I think he seems like a nice guy.
Honest to God, I wouldn't pick any of these people for
her. I don't think any of them are great matches for her.
I feel like the editors though took us down a level on Peter. It makes me think it's gonna be Peter because I feel like they really downshifted Peter for us.
No, you could be totally right.
They went to his mom's house. And they saw that giant couch with the cup holders.
The double barca lounger with the cup holder.
Okay, did anybody pause it?
Yeah.
I paused it because Megan, my twin, who literally she just goes, can you pause it? I go, why? And she goes, oh my God, I want that couch.
She wants
she
it?
Literally, wow. She was obsessed.
It looked
with,
really
which is
comfortable.
So not Megan, but
it
she was just like,
so
oh my God, you both have your own space. Yeah. She spent 10 minutes describing the couch. I was crying.
It really felt like
cups. I was the opposite. I was like, never.
But
yeah,
I also thought that's like the greatest football watching.
It is.
Remind me, where was that?
Okay, so we're at the mom's house, and they have, so we've got Gary and Lynn, mm-hmm. and nice family.
You can see what
mom,
your brother said.
Okay,
mom,
my brother
had a,
goes.
She had a tramp stamp on her back.
She had
a,
your,
the mom?
Yeah, she had a big
right
tattoo.
Tattoo
on her back.
Right there.
My brother goes, oh, that's Pat Benatar. I love, you know what, Eve? And we, last week we said, you go, like, you're in Madison, Wisconsin, you're free, you know they're coming. Her friend's probably a hairdresser, and she's like, make me look fun.
Yeah.
Let's get TV hair.
Yeah. Let's get TV
that hair.
Fun.
That hair needed to be a down.
Like Kate Goslin,
down.
Kate Goslin, down. Kate Goslin, Pat Benatar.
That's how moms spice it up when they have short hair.
Make it Midwest. That's why it's hard. It's like Lesbo or Midwest mom.
Yeah, you
We've
don't
had this
know.
Game forever.
It's full, it was full of Kate, John and Kate
so
plus
true.
Eight. John and Kate plus eight was full on happening.
Yeah.
He was very cute with his niece.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
He was really cute, and you could see her ovaries clicking.
Yeah,
looking
she was
at
like,
that.
Oh.
I will blow you now. I will blow you in front of Pat Benatar.
It's my destiny to blow someone in front of Pat Benatar.
And he knew it, too.
He knew it.
Love is a battlefield. Take your pants off.
I feel like they also spit.
I'm running with the shadows of the night. I'm blowing you on a barca lounger.
Mother.
Okay.
I feel like they also didn't spend as much time on Peter's hometown. TV way.
Yeah, well, they had to get to Swami Sam.
I mean, he said, I'm committed to you. The sister goes, or the wife of the brother goes, I think he can get there. And his mom was like, I don't see it happening.
Uh-huh.
Which I was like, thanks, Pat. Thanks, Ms. Benatar.
Olga had called her and was like, talk him down.
Yeah.
But I think they're just rational. Like, I thought it was all like...
Normal.
It was almost too real life.
Yeah, he's almost, but he is thinking with his head, and he's not in a chemical frenzy of pre fantasy suite bone zone. Mm-hmm. He should be in a pheromone frenzy right now.
Yeah.
Just ready to say whatever shit he needs to do to go get it on in a yurt in Lapland.
But that's why I think that's why we all like him because he was acting like a rational
like we hope
adult.
That we would act.
He
if
is
on the show.
So fucking handsome too. I find
he used to be a model.
So handsome,
Peter. Used to be a model.
Yeah. And
you guys need to stalk people on Instagram.
He also talked openly.
He used to live in LA and be a model. Then he moved to Madison.
What? He was Peter? The one that went to Milan. It was his biggest
that
adventure.
That was Peter?
But he did. Here's what's nice
My
about
mind is
Peter.
Being blown.
He talked about. He's a man who years ago talked openly about struggling with an eating disorder. A straight man.
Oh,
and
really?
He wanted to help people. That's why he went into training because he didn't know he had to lose weight as a model and he didn't do it in a healthy way. And he wanted to bring awareness and teach people how to be healthy and do things in a healthy. He's a straight man who talked about having an eating disorder.
My mind is being blown. Of all the cheese curds they could have eaten in Madison, Wisconsin, that was the only swing and a miss on that day.
LA and everything.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not see that coming.
What's a cheese curd?
A cheese curd is the greatest
food. You don't know?
No, I bet I love it. I love cheese.
Madison, Wisconsin has the best cheese curds I've ever had in my entire life.
How do you eat them?
You can fry them or they could be squeaky.
They're like little
nuggets of amazing cheese.
I love cheese.
And then they're fried.
Oh. It's what they're known for up there.
They fry them. So it's sort of like a, it's sort of like a mozzarella stick, but better cheese and in a ball.
It's like a thicker.
It's like a thicker, more dense, amazing experience.
Yeah. I love cheese.
Cheese curds. When you go to a show up there.
Yes.
Go to Comedy Club on State. There's a place called Old Fashioned.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever. It's got the best cheese curds on the planet.
Okay. I love it. You know what else I like? A Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah. Love Philly cheesesteak.
They can't
I
even
fucking
compare
love it. You know what else I like? Tacos and burritos. I love food. I
it's
like flavors.
Cheese curd and then the rest.
So
I picture the people at the old fashioned just around the radio listening to our podcast. Like, yes, they mentioned us.
I love it.
And then at the end, he didn't say I love you, and they had that worst getting into
the worst.
Yeah,
so disappointing.
I know, and I love Peter, and I want because I felt like they'd been like flirty. I felt like he was always sort of like tackling her and other ones, and like he was handsy, would be grabbing her. He was like really handsy with her in the past, and I felt like he was shut. His machine was shutting down.
Yeah,
it's
weird.
Like I don't know if there's something about
family.
My girlfriend says I act different when
I
go home or when I'm around my family.
I'm sure we
so
all
I don't
do.
Know. Like maybe it shifts things a little bit.
I know sometimes it's almost like you hold your breath the whole time, like you're there. Like there's something about
Also, it's becoming like very real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like what 7 to 10 days he has to get on one knee, and he's like, I don't think I can.
And you're back home, and you've been in this like Calabasas mansion.
You're bringing
and
more people into this.
Yeah,
world.
Yeah. And your family's getting filmed, and people like us assholes are gonna make fun of. You know what I mean?
You're on The Bachelor though. Like before you come on, you got to go. Okay, at the end of this, I got to be ready to get married.
I know.
Like that's how you win the game.
I know. You win the game.
Weird. It's so weird.
Rob.
My brother was like, so how many people have been married? I'm like, I think
four. Three.
A couple of bachelorettes. I don't think any bachelors. I think a couple of bachelorettes.
It's because first men guy, get famous. Right? It's because these men get famous and want all the puss.
Yeah, they want the mad poon. Mad poon.
Bring on the puss.
You know, so they're like, oh my God, I'm famous. I get all the puss.
Why would I lock my chest?
Why
would I close that door?
Why would I close that bay window? Is that the expression? I'm sorry. Is it close the bay window?
Only in San Francisco.
We met James Taylor. I mean, like, they get laid.
Oh,
they get laid.
That boy.
They live in bone zone.
They get laid. They get
stirring the soup with his dick.
I'm a stirring the soup.
Is that an expression?
Stirring the soup with his dick.
It is now.
It is, yeah.
Okay. All right. So what is he?
So now, what is
Peter's hometown rate?
Oh,
for
I give it a 3. It was
too
real.
What's our ranking system right now?
We went from letters to numbers.
I give it a
from a C to a 3.
I give it a B-. B-.
I give it a D.
Yeah,
I feel like he was up there, and that knocked him down a couple.
Yeah,
I give him like a
C minus,
like or a 4.
Yeah, maybe C-.
I give it a C. Yeah,
I'm not over that couch yet.
I felt like I wanted them. He had the easiest family.
He had a wonderful family.
He had an easy family. There was no complications in the family. I mean, and he is the son of Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
And TV wise, it was.
Oh my God.
Martha Lounger was the most exciting.
I know. We all were like, what the fuck? It was almost like when they went to Robbie's hometown, and I was like, what is that tumbler mug that they're drinking out of? That's like Rojo.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And they saved the best for last.
Oh my God. Here we go.
Oh my God.
So we're in Aspen.
I'm getting excited for Rob's impression.
Aspen, and they go on ATVs. They do a four-runner. Yeah. They do the ATV, whatever. Yeah, they go around.
And I thought, this is going well.
Yeah.
This is fun.
And she says, Dean and I are very much the same in that we both don't express our feelings. But she was saying that like a good thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we're both fun, and we don't express our feelings.
We don't communicate.
And my brother goes, really? It feels like all you do is express your feelings.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
But he really doesn't. It's hard to get a word out of him.
No. I felt so bad for him. So here's what I was about to say. Anybody out there that wants to meddle, when he says, I haven't talked to them for 2 years, and she goes, why not? Well, like, why haven't you? Well, have you told them? Like, he was right in not talking to his dad for 2 years. Like, don't get involved and give advice on family situations that are not your family. Like, when people go, you should do that. It's like, no, this is terrible advice. He was right. She encouraged him, and it was.
And the producers encouraged it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he should have never, ever done that on camera.
No, ever.
They just gone you gotta out talk with to your friend. Dad in 2 years. Have her go meet your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I think they probably. I bet the producers saw that turban and were like, "We can't wait to get him on camera."
I wish Dean had been strong enough to be like, "You know what? This isn't a good idea."
Or just get the sister and brother. Don't enter.
Yeah, I felt like Swami we were watching Sam's. Things we should not be allowed to watch.
First of all, what a sweet. Like I give Dean. On a scale of 1 to 10, a 15. I love Dean. He just needs so sweet.
He's a kid. But I see, like, both him and his dad's point.
Yeah. But
they just need a lot of therapy and not on camera a Monday at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So she goes, tell me about your dad. He goes, well, he's a Sikh. He goes by Pararup. And which means divinely beautiful. It's a self-given name. And
such a dig.
Was that the wife?
And then the wife is Santartar. Santantar.
Which means get on the horse with man face and horse body.
That's my favorite candy, Santartar.
They're sour and sweet at the same time.
Santar. And then he's walking up and he goes, I'm terrified. This is going to be awful. He knew it.
Oh, you think?
And then looking at the outside of that house, that poor kid going to that house. That poor shack.
One room. It's just one room in there.
Like sheets hanging. Oh, my God.
And they're on the floor. So they're on the floor. It's like a yoga class. But
he starts with the gong.
As you do.
He says, why are we sitting on the floor? And like, we don't have any furniture.
She was barely getting that down.
Oh my God, the mung bean. And then he goes, I'm suppressing everything that I'm trying to feel. It's like, yeah, that's how you get through it. Like, good. You keep pushing it down.
Keep pushing it down.
There's nothing wrong with pushing things
down. Anybody here like to travel? Keep it light. Keep it light. Mung beans are delicious. Great to see you. Good night.
News, sports. You talk about Norway, whatever. Anyway, you talk about Denmark.
They had to get into it.
How many people were at Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting? Keep it light.
Keep it light.
12, 15 people now.
Because at first, the dad was like, you know, welcome. You know, he was trying to be welcoming.
He handed out the feathers.
Oh, the feathers were so sweet.
And how surprised were you that he like got so like?
I was surprised.
The dead mom actually fucked this man up.
Yeah, he loved her situation.
I mean, he even says, "What did you expect me to do? She did everything.
I know.
I didn't know how to raise kids. I didn't know how to make food. So I knew how to go to work."
But can you imagine seeing your dad, who's like Joe businessman?
No, you know what I mean.
And now it's Swami Stan.
I was imagining him like minus the beard, minus the turban. Like, he's probably just like.
But he's hurt. They're both hurt.
This Kundalini yoga stuff is definitely his way of dealing.
Yeah,
but you can tell it's not authentically.
It's not working.
He's so angry
because he's just like, I'm gonna start with a gong, love and light. What the fuck do you want from me?
I know
you're living in the past.
He goes outside and spits.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, that's not exactly what our yoga teacher.
What the fuck did you want from me? Literally,
my chakra's closed, bitch.
And when he. Saw the camera when
Rachel
tried to talk to him and he saw the camera. Yeah.
He shut down. He was right though.
He was right.
You know, I can't do this. I'm sorry.
As a parent, I mean, he did plenty of stuff that he should have done. But as a parent, who wants your kid to come in with a camera crew and be like, you are terrible?
Oh my God. Can you do more?
I'm sure you're a lovely girl. I wish you peace and light and everything. If you went with my son, you can come back.
He's like, I'm happy you got what you want. He's like, what's that? He's like, you're on TV.
Hanging out with a beautiful woman.
He's like, hanging out with a beautiful woman, a.k.a. you're on TV now.
And then after, the shit has hit the fan, and then Dean, just lays down on, get out of here.
No, just go. They start making out.
And then he comes to the window like a creepo, I can't go inside my own fucking house.
There's only one room. This is bullshit.
This is namaste bullshit.
It was like when Chad came back with a whistle. He was at the window Chad.
Yeah. He's like, there's only two rooms. I went to the outhouse. Now I got to get back to the living room.
We were all thinking, get out.
Get out.
They probably
the call is coming from
from inside the house. Yeah.
They probably laid in that floor for 2 hours. Yes. While
I know.
Well, the dad stood outside.
P.S. It's freezing outside.
Oh my God. And the sister is like, he's so much stronger than me. He hated his siblings. His siblings all
too.
Left.
Yeah.
I mean, poor Dean was left alone in the house from 15
Yeah.
And also left alone in the house that night that with night. 28 pillows, a gong, and everyone's in the outhouse out back.
And again at age 29.
Oh but my God, it's awful.
The thing I worry about for Dean.
I know.
You know, people have had things happen with their parents suck. But you could just see the rage in his face. And I want to be like, let it go.
Yeah, man.
You gotta let it go.
Talk it out.
Because that dad's not going to ever give him what he needs
for
closure.
Right.
So you got to just deal with it.
I know. Which I think he was doing. I think
he was trying.
And avoiding him.
Yeah.
And Rachel going, no, you should go confront him. It's like, no. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that was all.
I just want to hug him. I want him to meet someone so wonderful.
I want him to go to therapy.
I know to therapy. Go to therapy.
And then meet someone.
They're one of those families that just something tragic happened in their life and they just are not.
They couldn't recover. No one knows how to talk about it.
Yeah, no one ever talked about it.
And he's like self-made from 15 on. He just like he had to be everything. He was both parents, all of his siblings. Like the, I mean,
Katie had an interesting thought about it, about the about that. She said she was furious at the end of the episode.
Yeah, I was mad that they made him do it.
Me too.
It was so clear he didn't want to do this.
Yeah.
It was clear they made him. They could have gone to his hometown and he could have seen, like, he could have introduced her to his friends.
Yeah.
And been like,
or
these
just
are the
siblings.
People.
Yeah.
These are the people you I want you to meet.
I know.
What's her face? People in the past have had the parents not.
It was
meet.
Awful.
Yeah, people in the
it
past.
Was like, it was just unnecessary.
And it's also.
It was total.
It's
like,
still his.
Exploiting his.
Yeah.
Family.
It was total exploitation. Yeah.
Crap.
And like,
it was
like,
amazing.
It was.
I mean, TV A++++.
But it, Katie.
What's interesting is, though, we never have seen a home date like that. Like, these home dates were different than anything.
These were
seen.
These were crazy.
And they were more real.
They were more real.
Which was interesting.
Yeah.
But it was also like I felt bad for him because it's also like, because his, not only was his dad a dick to him and there's so much wound, but like his dad's unusual, you know, so, but it's still his dad. So like, like they're going to be making fun of your dad and the, like, and because of you bringing
you
the camera crew
the,
in and
house.
Everyone's going to be making fun of your dad, but it's still his fucking only living parent. Like it's like,
and his dad was trying, you know,
his
dad was trying
at
times.
He tried.
Yeah. You just felt for the whole family. You felt for Dean.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he says, I'm falling in love with you.
And she says, I'm falling in love with you, too.
Did you hear that?
Yes, she said it. I rewound it. She said it. I'm falling in love with you, too.
I'm to my girlfriend, oh, my God, did she just say what
me
I think
too.
She said?
Me, too. I'm like, you're
God,
not supposed to say that.
She's not supposed to say
She did a Ben 8. She did a Ben 8.
She said, I'm falling in
love with
you,
too.
She said it.
But they didn't put the...
Whisper.
Sometimes they put them.
I didn't hear it. And then when he said it after.
She did say it. She said it.
She did say
she
it.
It.
Right after he said it.
She did for sure say it.
She did for sure say it.
And he brings it up at the
And he's not
end.
Wrong. He's not wrong.
Well, because you think if someone's telling you they're falling in love with you too, that you're really going somewhere, you know, and you don't expect to be the one that.
Side note, here was the worst part of the whole date. When his dad says to him, and I want to hear you say it.
Okay.
I must have been a pretty great dad.
Yeah.
I was like, no, you
that was
did
he's
not.
He's pushing the ultimate button.
No,
like,
you did not
I,
just
I must have been a pretty good dad.
Oh, my God. Like, you did not
that
just
was
fucking
pretty,
say
no,
that.
It was
I must, you're talking from a different chakra. I must have been a pretty great
That's
dad.
That's like the old businessman talking. Not
What the fuck do you want?
How great are these fucking mung beans?
Namaste.
Namaste. Also, his like new wife, she said like one thing.
Yeah.
She just is like
she
rocking in the corner. Just,
I know.
Like, poof.
How about he's like, my wife's the most amazing person I've ever met, besides my current wife.
Oh my God.
The most amazing woman.
And she's like, can I speak now? Thank you.
Besides you, Tartar.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just like, Tartar's like, can I get everyone's dishes?
I grew the mung beans by hand. It was our last meal for the next 6 months. Enjoy.
Neither one of us has worked in the last 15 years.
We can
float around the living room, though, with our legs crossed.
We've been living on mung beans.
We can float around the living room. The brothers didn't say one word. No, and not
where,
one
word. And where did they go?
Because I doubt they wanted to be there.
No, nobody wanted to be there. Nobody wanted to be there.
After the gong ceremony, they were
out. Like, peace out, poop.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Poop. Yeah, where did they go? Where did
they're floating
go?
On top of
the house. The producers were like, can you get out of here so we can have a confrontation
oh my
between
God.
Your dad and your
they're like, there's not enough room for you and the cameras.
Yeah.
We're running out of pillows. Tartar sewing them as fast as she can.
Still my favorite candy.
I'm
Tartar.
I must have been a pretty great
it's got a chewy
dad.
Inside. Too.
I must have been a pretty great dad. And then he said, I know that I'm falling in love with you. And she says, I'm falling in love with you, too. And
which I think is still true. I think she said at one point, like,
she's
last episode, she says, I'm falling in love with these men.
She said to, she said over the voiceover to Chris Harrison, I'm absolutely falling in love with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a
I feel like she was in the moment and felt
sorry
for
him.
Yeah. Which ended up, you know, hurting him worse.
Yeah, I know. She, so then she's talking. We're getting ready to go get the final roses. She's worried that Eric's never been in love and her. But I was so distracted by her eye makeup. Her
oh, my God. Her makeup was crazy.
Crazy.
It was a little aggressive.
Her eyelashes are just going longer every
episode. She looked beautiful in these hometown dates. Like, with just
she's
her regular
so
makeup.
Naturally
she's
beautiful.
So pretty.
Freaking makeup was like,
and then she gets out and she's like,
the green.
Yeah.
Wait, Rob, you saw her at Hamilton.
Yes. Oh, my God. You guys, I went and saw, like, I sold my car and bought tickets to see Hamilton.
It's amazing, isn't it?
New York,
have you seen it?
No,
it's amazing.
It's amazing, amazing.
It's amazing.
And so we were sort of like up, up here, and you could look down and see her clear as day. She's like in like row 4.
Yeah,
and she was being mobbed, and
oh
like,
my God,
like so many people coming up to her taking pictures.
Yeah.
Like in the worst way too. Like people when they take pictures. And then, like, they're taking a picture and, like, oh, no, it wasn't the right angle. Let's do it again. Oh, I need to do one more like this. You know what I mean? They just kept taking it. And, like, at intermission, I almost said halftime. At intermission, more pictures. But I was like,
bombarded.
Trying to get a picture with of
her.
Oh,
my God.
But yeah, she was bombarded. But she was so gracious with everybody. So
and
sweet,
beautiful.
Saying thank you. And so
beautiful.
Yeah, and she was with some friend who was pregnant. That's all.
Yeah. I get it. In college, Tipper Gore came to my college.
Yes.
And I literally took 5 pictures with her, and at one point she just goes, "That's good."
I can't believe your example was Tipper Gore.
That is amazing.
It wasn't like in one setting. I kept going back to her.
Tipper Fortune again.
Hey, it's me again. Can we get another picture? Like 4 or 5.
You loved her.
Tipper Gore looked you in the eye and said, hey,
you
I think we're good.
Tipper Gore shut you down.
You guys shut down my Tipper Gore.
So polite. And then was just like,
Tipper Gore is also my favorite candy.
Oh, my God. I love a Tipper Gore.
Anyway, sorry.
You dip them with cheese curds.
Oh, God. You dip a Tipper Gore into a vat of cheese.
Oh, my God.
I have to write this down because it might have to be a stand-up story.
Yeah, you should.
So, Rachel, but live, she did not have the eyelashes she does on the show.
No. Okay, so the green.
Then I would have been able to reach out and pick her up from her
eyelashes. Yeah, her lashes.
Pulled her my section.
Right before so I watched it on my DirecTV. I don't do like Hulu or whatever. And right before the rose ceremony, they had a Bachelor in Paradise ad that was basically, it was like, they were playing up everybody going like, oh no, it's almost over. My favorite show. It's like, yeah. Because of rape allegations.
Exactly.
Like, they're playing up the, like, guess what? It was almost canceled. Like, yeah, because it's like,
I know.
White girl lied about a black guy raping her. Like, and it was the worst of the world. Like,
because
they're exploiting.
Because you basically drugged her and gave her too much alcohol.
Oh,
too.
My God. It was like every aspect of it was as bad as it gets. And then to see that ad where they were so psyched about the controversy, I'm like, what are you
what
doing?
What so bad? What and I cannot wait till it goes
on. Oh, my
God.
I
know.
Can't
I can't wait. So,
it's
so there.
It starts the day after our live show.
I know. It's crazy.
And I don't want to say anything, but we're going to have some of the fucking cast members there.
You've got to tell me off mic what you're talking about.
We have the best cast members.
Oh my God!
If you need to sell your car, worth the price of admission. And you can buy a single day ticket for the outside lift. You can get just Sunday if you want to come, and you can go to all the shows that are that day. We have the best lineup. Now let me tell you what: trying to wrangle these fucking Bachelor contestants is like trying to give kittens a bath. Like they are trying to get them to be like confirmed. Like so, you're confirmed. Like you're because they also have to plan their own like travel and book their own hotel. Like that's the way it works. And it's like trying to organize and actually get them to San Francisco. It'll be a miracle.
Shiny object.
Oh my God. I'm like.
It's funny. It's so funny. Our friend Bruce, who works on the drag, on RuPaul's Drag Race. They do these all-star shows where people, they come back, and he says it's the same thing. It's really hard just organizing all
wrangling
the contestants.
Wrangling them. Yeah. I mean, that was the same in Nashville. Like, eventually they all showed up, except for Luke, who canceled day of. Such a douche. So, but, like, everybody else showed up, but it is. It's, like, wrangling, because you also don't want to seem like, shut up, Mom. Like, okay, the deadline is up for the hotel block is July 20th. You know what I mean? Are you fucking, like, you don't want to be there nagged. But anyway. Okay, so. So then we're back. We're at the final rose ceremony. First rose she gives to is
Olga.
Olga. We knew he was no surprise. Brian was no surprise. And he was like, every time, like, will you accept my rose every time? And then she picks, who is shocked? Number two, Eric.
I was shocked by that. I was not.
I knew that was coming.
You did.
Well, I thought she'd go with Eric, but I thought it was Peter, and then I thought it was Dean and Eric.
Me too.
From a casting perspective,
yes,
I knew that Eric was next.
And that
she had to pick one of the white guys.
Fortune is now wearing a hat that says casting.
A producer. I've got a producer hat on. Yeah. I've been on Last Comic Standing. I know how this casting stuff works. I said she has to pick one of the white guys.
Yeah.
I mean, even though Brian is technically white, he's still Latino.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Whatever. He's white.
And then.
His cheeks are Latino.
His cheeks are super Latino. So then she cuts cute Dean in his suit and his bow tie.
Yeah.
And he says, I told you that I was falling in love with you, and you said it too.
Yeah.
I thought. I found someone for me, and she's like, yeah, and I meant it. And I got his point. Like, well, then why the fuck are you cutting me?
She was very defensive, too. She's like, yeah, in a minute, like right away.
I don't just say things that I don't mean. I was in love with you. Bye-bye. I was also in love with 17 other people.
She felt guilty. Yeah, I know she knew.
Yeah, she knew it. She knew she shouldn't have said it.
I gasped because I didn't hear it at Swami's house.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So I was like, wait, oh, my God, that was like a shock to me.
Yes.
But the thing is, in all fairness, like, she probably is super crushed out on all these guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're in Switzerland, you're here, you're there.
But you know from that age, you can't say it.
You shouldn't say it.
You're not supposed to say it. She said it. She broke the rule, just like Ben H did. She broke the rule.
Yeah. And women, I don't know about for men, but I feel like Ben probably in his relationship with Lauren, that probably came to haunt him.
I think it did.
I think it did.
I think she never got over
it. Maybe men are better about that. I don't know. But I would be like, remember that time that
you had
that other
guy? Let's roll the tape.
Yeah, we didn't like that.
Because like, love's a different thing than like making out.
I do think that maybe the one thing that saves her with whoever she's with is that she caught him fourth, like, you know, he didn't make it to the fantasy suite.
True.
She didn't fuck him. So then we have the coming attractions. They're going to Spain.
Mm-hmm. So exciting.
So exciting. And then they meet the family. It appears things go badly with Brian.
Yeah,
Brian.
That's exciting.
It looks like her sister's really grilling people.
And that,
as they should.
Yeah.
And she says to Peter, one of us is going to have to give. I think Peter's going to... Who do you think is going to win?
I think Peter's going to win.
I think Peter's going to win, too.
I think that... I think there's...
Or unless it's just Brian.
I just think it's Brian. I mean, I hate to, like, you know what I mean? I hope it's not, but I just feel like at the end of the day, Eric and her, she thinks Eric has never been in love. I think she thinks it's too immature. Not immature, just maybe not ready, needs more experience.
You think Brian's going to win?
Peter, I think
so do you think Peter's a new bachelor? Who's the next bachelor?
Yes, I think Peter could be the bachelor if he doesn't.
I also think Dean could be the new bachelor.
Did they say he's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise?
They haven't announced.
Well, then I would go with Peter. I don't think if she picks Peter, Brian will be.
No.
I don't think he would be.
Would Eric be?
I don't think they'll go with two African Americans in a row, quite frankly.
Me neither. So that makes me think that
Alex from Russia.
She put on her casting hat for that response.
So you think Brian wins and Peter's the bachelor?
I think so.
Peter would make a great bachelor.
I think Peter would be a great bachelor.
I just, at the end of the day, I think if Peter was like, I'm all in, I'm super in love with you, it would be a little...
Unless he gets there.
Unless he gets there. Right, but right. Way she looks at Brian...
Yeah. It's full bones on time.
Well, let's see what happens with her family. Let's see what happens. Some drama goes down with
her family. See what happens with Olga in Spain.
So then she goes, Olga, the tag is... You skinny. You so skinny. Brian, have you been losing weight?
And she,
you're not eating weight? You're not eating well? And then he says, I'm eating a lot, actually. And she says, I see you like skinny and you got a haircut. Yeah, he didn't do a good job because I could notice it was different. And the dad's like, wasn't I supposed to be longer on the sides?
He's a New York Jew.
And then she goes, the one from here is good. As long And then he says, as long as she likes it, I'm good. And she goes, the mom.
The mom did?
Yeah, the mom goes,
like as long as I like it.
And I don't
As long
like
as
it.
I like it, Brian.
I don't like it.
Brian's like, leave me alone, Mom.
Oh my God.
I love you.
Rachel, I will cut you up into pieces and put you in my cheeks.
Overall, what do you give this episode rating?
It was a good episode.
A plus.
One of the best of the season.
It was so good. It was a great hometown one, too. Yeah.
It was a great hometown.
A plus.
It's present time. I'm giving out presents.
Okay. What do I get?
You get one of my...
That's what I would say to Oprah. What is it, Oprah?
You get one of my Angry Little Teapot t-shirts.
I love the green.
Thank you. Oh, my God. And for everybody else that's here...
Oh, my God.
Our fan made us copper pins.
No.
Whoa. It has a little... Copper the dog. It has a blue glitter cast.
Oh, my God. This is awesome.
And it's Maltz Pals. M-A-L-Z, P-A-L-Z. You can get your very own copper pin.
Oh my God, this is awesome.
Anna,
I love copper.
Okay, so
thank you so much to the fan who did this.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Oh my God, it's got the paw.
Will you accept this pup?
Oh my God, how cute is
this
that?
This is so creative and amazing.
It's the best.
I'm going to wear my copper pin every day.
People have some neat skills.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I have no skills.
Will you guys do the tweet of the week with me?
Yes. Let's do it. Thank you. What's a fan's name with the copper pin?
I don't have that in front of me, but it's from Malls Pulse. I think her name is... Wait a minute. I'll tell you.
Thank you, Malls Pulse.
Wait a minute. I'll tell you who it's from.
I'm going to get a girlfriend
Autumn and Liz. Thank you.
Yay. That was awesome.
Right? Isn't that awesome?
This is a chick magnet. I'm telling you. Start hooking up immediately.
It's so good. Okay, so
do you like copper? Get in the van.
How fucking cute are those pins? Aren't they so cute?
So cute.
So we wanted to thank people. Like us on iTunes. Like us on Facebook. We got some really good ratings. We got 2 this week. 5 stars from H. M. Rachel. This is my fave Bachelor Bachelorette podcast. So funny and unfiltered. So glad I discovered it next season. P.S. Can you do Because My Name Is In Your Mouth every week? I laugh so hard. There you go.
Because my name is in your mouth.
Yes. Number 2 from Susanna. Paget is unbearably beautiful and Steve is too dirty. 5 stars.
Spot on. Fun
podcast with hilarious hosts, guests, and commentary on the most important show of our day. Thank you so much. And we also are still doing, before we get to our tweet of the week, which we'll be closed out with, we are doing our Will You Accept This Rose podcast shelter pet challenge. This summer, if you adopt a shelter pet, I will paint your portrait and put it on and I will mail it to you. And we're going to have very specific pets that if you adopt these specific pets that are our pets, we will sing to you, Did You Know That You Are My Hero? Katie, will you read us the 2 pets that are the pets of the week for our shelter pets? They're in New York City. These are New York pets.
So the first one is a dog named Brady. He's a Fox Terrier and Jack Russell Terrier mix. It says he's about 8 years old. He weighs 11 pounds. They said he is crate trained, house trained. He's sweet as can be. He's good with all people and dogs. You can find more info about him at rescuedogsrockny.org.
And that'll be on our Facebook page. Yes. And we will sing to you and paint your portrait if you adopt them. And we have another pet in New York City.
We have a cat named Truffle. It's a black and white cat. what says Truffle is one loving kitty eager to join a quiet home. She's a mellow girl and she needs a little time to warm up, but then once she gets comfortable with you, she loves to pet and nuzzle. And she is deaf, but it says it doesn't slow her down one bit. And she's 3 years old. And you can find her at the ASPCA in New York.
Oh my God.
And then can I plug my foster
dog? Of
course,
yes. You had the best foster dog.
So I was fostering a dog named Ringo. He's a pit bull American bulldog mix. He is such a sweetheart. He is just like the silliest dog I've ever met. If you go to my Instagram, KT_money, there's a lot of pictures of him.
Yes.
Right now, unfortunately, we had to stop fostering just because our schedule got so busy. But and he is at Best Friends in Mission Hills in LA. And he's like, if you want more info about him too, you can contact me. But he is amazing.
Well, and I feel like a lot of people are afraid of pits. And this dog is like as sweet as can be.
Yeah,
and like just a
wants
dog.
To give you kisses all day. Like,
oh my God.
So great.
If you, we will do it. If you guys adopt her shelter pet, we will let you come take a picture with us in the booth while we do it.
Yes, but please be a responsible dog owner and don't just adopt them. Sorry, just to get on here. But like, I want everyone who adopts animals to be responsible pet owners and to realize that it is a commitment for life.
Okay, that's true.
I've got two.
I have three crazy cats.
I got two.
Aaron, you saw
my cat.
Aaron.
But you
but
have
I have my
two.
Sister's cat.
You have two.
And at some point, I will have a wife in a backyard and I will have a plethora of pit bull mixes.
Oh, there my God. Go. Okay, when you and Padgett run away together as
when
a throuple.
When we run away together and I braid her hair so tightly she loses consciousness.
By the way, I was so jealous of your podcast last week. I felt like The Bachelorette when I was like the third one that didn't get a date that week. And I was like, two other guys were in the booth.
I know,
had
two
a great
guys.
Time.
We really had fun last week, but I understand.
Yeah, I was really jealous.
You would have been a really fun, every once in a while we have a bro show. You would have been a really great bro show edition.
Sorry, I missed that one.
You'll have to come join those two. Yeah. Ralph Garman and Steve Heitner are such dipshits that it is
They're
a joy.
Funny.
Okay, here we go. Tweet of the week. Anna filtered it out. And this is we want to give a shout out to Seth Vatt at Basebone1. I just want you to know, Seth, we love you so much and we're glad you're back. And the reason we did all five for you last week is because you are kind of our favorite. And so
He's so good.
He's so fucking funny. And I read them terribly and then Heitner made jokes. So you know what? I'm going to let Aaron, will you do the reading of the tweets? Because I read so badly last week. And so you say who they are and what the tweets are, and then we're going to vote.
And then just scroll down?
Yeah, scroll down. Those are from Anna, picked them all out. So who are they from? And you read them. Do a good reading because I ate shit last week.
This is from Nasty Reagan. You can tell Rachel is ready for her hood date because she's only tucked in one side of her blouse.
There's a hashtag at the end.
Hashtag crisscross for life.
Yeah.
Okay. That's one of them.
That's a tweet.
That is a tweet. John Moore at Real John Moore. Apparently, quote, I honor the situation is spiritually enlightened code for, quote, I am sad and angry man with a gong.
Great.
Yeah, that's
great.
Good. That's in the running. Yeah. Right?
Like that's
in the running.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This next tweet is from Rachel at Rio1013. Who's the young woman who kept saying, quote, that was her demise? R.E. Brian's ex? Not sister. He's an only child. Hired assassin?
Yes.
Very true. The word demise was so uncalled for.
Yeah.
Seth Vatt, Bassbone1. Loving this Miami, Florida montage featuring all the women Brian has slept with. Hashtown Bonetown visit.
Bonetown visit.
Another Seth. Brian's visit is turning into an episode of La Rosa de Guadalupe. Mom always threatens murder on the Spanish soap. So true. That's it.
So I'm going to nominate the Spanish soaps and then the gong. Will you read them?
Yeah.
And then we'll vote.
Yes,
all right. Seth Vatt, Bassbone1.
Okay, we'll do his first. Okay. Brian's visit is turning into an episode of La Rosa de Guadalupe. Mom always threatens murder on the Spanish soaps. That's number one. And the other one is, scrolling up. John Moore. Apparently, I honor the situation is spiritually enlightened code for I am a sad and angry man with a gong.
Fortune.
That's my vote. The gong.
Gong, Aaron.
I'm going with gong.
Gong.
Katie. Gong. All right, we're going. Gong is unanimous.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you to John Moore at Real John Moore. We will be back next week. Fortune.
Arden.
Thank you for giving us your time.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Rob.
Hi.
We missed you. I hope we get you again next week.
Absolutely will.
And, oh, my God. It'll be the fucking fantasy suite.
Yeah, I'm here.
And Anna, everybody listen to Anna's podcast. When does it go up? When does it officially start? Monday, Ethnically Ambiguous on Feral Audio. All right, until then, bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.